Hello everybody, how are you today? It's me, Shane Lee. Got another request from, I guess I'll call him Zach. He wants to hear Good Charlotte's The Anthem. Alright, so here we go. Dun, 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 yeah. Here we go. It's a new day, but it all feels old. It's a life, that's what I'm told. But everything, it all just feels the same. It's my school, it all belonged to me. Like a jail cell, a penitentiary. My time spent there, it only made me say that I don't want to be like you. I don't want to do the things you do. I'm not going to be the ones you say. And I don't ever wanna be you. Don't wanna be just like you. Saying this is the anthem, throw all your hands up, yo. Don't wanna be you. Go to college, a university, get a real job, that's what they said to me. But I could never live the way they want. Good day, through that time, and set while they all stand in line. Just a minor threat, so pay no mind. Do you really want to be like them? Do you want to be another trend? Do you want to be part of the craft? I don't ever want to be you. Don't wanna be just like you. Just saying this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you. Once that's fine. Shake it twice, that's okay. Shake it three times. You're playing with yourself again.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated!
Shit it out! Don't throw it away!
You be the donut,
man. Don't slam the fucking door!
Don't look at that, man!
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy rotation tonight.
Yes, hey freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily! New to the program? Shame on you. You're 8 years late to the party. It's okay. Not quite 8 years yet. But basically, if you're new to the show, here's what Distorted View is. I say horrible, mean things about minorities. No, I don't know what the show is. What is this show? What has this show become? Talk about horrible things in the news. Make fun of the idiots involved. A couple of teenage bitches getting run over on a street because they decided to skip school and sunbathe on a busy highway or something. Shit like that. I also feature just, insane, crazy audio and video found around the internet. As a matter of fact, I've got a perfect example of this as we kick off today's program. This woman is at a Lincoln, Nebraska city council meeting or something. I think they're talking about some LGBT ordinance. Maybe some hate crime bill or something. I don't know. But take a listen. This woman gets a little off track. I guess they asked members of the public if they had any opinions on the gays.
I'm Jane Swoboda. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute.
All right, she's talking about the game show on ABC, Winter Wipeout. That's where people... It's like, it's like an obstacle course that people run through. It's a fun family fucking show, right? This woman has found a problem
with it. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute. Winter Wipeout...
How is she gonna... This is supposed to be about gay people, not ABC's, primetime programming block.
I'm Jane Swoboda. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute.
All right, link it to the gays.
Winter Wipeout show is produced in Holland by gays, bis, and orgiers.
Gays? I think it's not bad enough. You could have just said gays, right? Because that's what we're here to talk about. But gays, spies, and orgiers.
Why do gays like to see people perishing? P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus to rupture intestines. More a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or...
I'm not sure if that's part of the obstacle course on Winter Wipeout, but if it is, I've been watching the wrong shows.
Homicider.
Wait, okay, I gotta rewind that a bit, I'm sorry.
P-E-N-I-S.
Hold on, P-E-N-I-S. Penis!
Goes into the anus to rupture intestines. More a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider.
First of all, if you can have sex with someone until they die, that's pretty impressive. Like, I fucked him dead.
While the other
I would be boasting about that.
Man passes away, reverberates another homicide later. UNESCO, United Nations, has gender and bioethics conferences combined. Only gays go to gender studies. Gays are the bioethic genociders in hospitals.
She's bringing up some very valid points.
Children can be eliminated. The Fed stated in this December 11th article, the Lincoln Journal Star, page 6. Gays should not be employed in hospitals or any health occupation. Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner that did away with them.
What?
Lesbians and gays rarely live past 40 years old because it is common for a partner to do away with them or they self-inflict. We want everyone to live as long as possible, to be 80 years old instead of 40 years old. Don't go gay. It's not healthy.
I want that on a poster.
Anus licking causes sepsis. If not given antibiotics within a half hour, they perish.
So if you lick a gay's ass, right? If you give someone a rim job, you will die in a half hour.
Have no gays in education. A high percent of gay men in school grounds molest boys, partly because they don't have AIDS yet.
Oh.
Be on the side of the innocent boy who gets F's and D's a year after being molested. Don't allow hundreds of molestations a year. With this equality ordinance. Where are our school teachers that should be speaking about this today?
They're all gay, molesting boys and licking their asses and then dying a half hour later.
Hillary Clinton's roommate 4 years in college was Eleanor or Eddie Acheson, a gay woman, daughter of Dean Acheson. To avoid going gay like Hillary Clinton did, college students need single...
But Hillary Clinton is not gay. I mean, she dresses like it sometimes. Those pantsuits are atrocious. But, come on. She squeezed out a fucking cunt term.
And single-gender dorms. Going lesbian is not normal. A college woman is...
Oh, it's very normal. Very common.
...seduced with illegal rohypnol to go gay. Otherwise, they think it's abhorrent. Lesbian professors state, quote, wives are enslaved by their husbands, unquote. All you married councilmen know this is not true.
Really?
And this is deranged thinking. No gays in education.
She's the last person that should be commenting on deranged thinking.
The Canadian Gaetan Dugas was the first person to get AIDS in 1980. He depressed his immune system with pot. He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Candida fungus grows hugely on a corpse. AIDS is a Candida fungus disease.
This goes on for 5 minutes, and I literally want to hear every second. I'm sorry, Frank.
Senators went to Roman baths to be promiscuous, gay, bis, and orgiers, then went to the Colosseum to watch Christians get mauled and perish. Do gays become sadistic? Yes. They cuss after coupling, don't like the land they lay on, and 80% of those that did treason by the year 2000 were gays. Don't employ gays in military, education, health, or psychology. They are the genociders, molesters, treasonous, deranged. Gay is not a behavior, by the way. A gay is a behavior. It's not an identity. Shoplifters don't make good salespersons. Gay behaviors aren't needed for military education, health, and psychology. Don't encourage gays. Do not harm gays. Gays can transform.
1 minute.
I have...
Wait, I want to hear what can gays transform into? Please tell me some sort of robotic creature.
Gays can transform to be celibate, to live to be 80 years old.
We don't need to hear any more of this. A crazy person at a Lincoln, Nebraska city council meeting. Moving on now, I have run across a very interesting, sensual Craigslist ad. I thought I'd read it to you. A dramatic reading of this Craigslist ad. Let me get some mood music here. Yes. You have to wait for the sax to kick in before I start reading. This comes from San Francisco, the San Francisco Bay Area, and the Men Seeking Men personals. Group party. Anuses are shit-slicked openings that are nestled between enormous pairs of shining alabaster butt cheeks. Insofar as the anus is responsible for producing and distributing shit, it stinks. Big buxom buttocks are constantly parted to allow a view into the shit-slick cracks and steaming spice holes of... spice holes. I'm sorry. I missed the spice holes part when I was, you know, when I initially read this before the show. Heck, caught me off guard. Big buxom buttocks are constantly parted to allow a view into the shit-slick cracks and steaming spice holes of beefy, masculine, muscular jocks. You should feel personally involved in the production of shit. It is masculine, and it stinks. I'm sorry. Think this is supposed to be serious. Someone spent a lot of time and effort on this personal ad. Thick coats of mashed turds are constantly spread over the rosy little ass lips of the finest. And is this an ad? What? You haven't said anything. Like, where you want to meet? What are you? I mean, we know what you're into, but there's no real specifics here. Like, what do you want? All right. Thick coats of mashed turd are constantly spread over the rosy little ass lips of the finest and most masculine, muscular males. Macho men understand that a shitty shithole... Really, shitty shithole? Macho men understand that a shitty shithole is a good crapper. It's for feminine femmes to kneel and worship the muscular, masculine... Where'd my music go? Fade it out. Muscular chili hole by tonguing it until it's clean. So I'm guessing he's looking for one of these femmes to kneel and worship that masculine chili hole of his. So there you go. That's what's happening in San Francisco today, freaks. Well, they're on Craigslist. That's a party town over there, San Francisco. All right, moving on now. I've got a strange interview regarding an accident. This is a news program, not from America. This is foreign.
Testemunho ocular, desse fato, é esse rapaz aqui.
All right, there's the reporter.
Difícil para saber porque ele é mudo.
That's the interviewee, I guess, a relative of Beek Samuda, I think. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Ele vai falando, eu vou traduzindo. Ele disse que a motocicleta acabou passando, foi raspando pelo chão. Aí ele disse que tava vindo a motocicleta, né? Tava vindo.
The interviewer must understand what he's saying, because he's keeping it going.
E ele viu tudo, ele acompanhou tudo esse acidente que aconteceu. É uma tecla SAP aqui. Essa eu também não entendi, não. Mas é mais esse acidente de trânsito que aconteceu. A testemunha tá aqui, foi o mudinho aqui, não dá pra... Aí, bateu tudo aqui.
He has, like... It's funny because, like, all of his teeth on one side of his mouth are gone, but the other side, they're all there.
Viu Você viu tudo, você viu tudo.
I feel like I should be forwarding this video to Corey. Do a remix.
Se você não entendeu, nem...
Corey's going to be coming on a DVDA program. I think at the beginning of June, maybe? Whatever the first... I think the first Friday in June, he has a game in store for me. So be on the lookout for that. You can only imagine what he has in store. Finally, before we get into the news today, we've got a bit of a blooper here. This is from a wedding, right? And the person who's officiating the wedding pauses at the wrong word, I guess.
The year was 2005 when they discovered each other. Lauren found Nick to be incredibly hardworking.
Yes. I don't know if she had to turn a page or something. Like, the last word on the page was hard.
When they discovered each other, Lauren found Nick to be incredibly hard. Hardworking.
Generous. God is watching this holy union. You sullied it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $6.99 a month. That's it. For full access to the entire archive of programs, we've done well over 1,500 shows at this point, and that number is rapidly climbing. Because every week we do extended shows just for Sideshow Freaks, exclusive programs just for Sideshow Freaks, DVDAs. You can only hear replays of the live DVDA shows on the Sideshow. Not just hear them, but you can actually see them. It's a live video program I do. They're typically like an hour long. You can download every single one of those if you sign up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com, $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are available if you don't want to worry about recurring charges ever again. Also, don't forget about AdamandEve.com. They've got an amazing deal just for you Sideshow Freaky Dickies. 50% off, half off just about any item using coupon code DV at checkout. 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, free shipping, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code DV. So let's recap. Half off, 50% off any item. We're talking anal beads, masturbators, movies, lingerie, lube, whatever. Whatever they got. 20,000 items. Pick something. Enter coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout, and you'll receive that amazing discount, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. All at AdamandEve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, one father is pissed off at live video streaming site. Uh-oh. Did someone catch DVDA? A Calgary father and web specialist, means he's unemployed, is going to public to warn other parents about a popular website where major Canadian corporations advertise and where young teens engage in public sexually explicit exchanges via a live webcam and text. Quote, I see a lot of ads for Canadian companies. And then I look at the site and go, well, there's nudity. There's bullying. This is some of the worst profanity you can imagine. Yeah, pretty sure it's DVDA, said Dan Reichard. Reichard said he stumbled across the website called Stickam. 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 I can never figure out how to pronounce that. Stickam. Stickam. Purely by chance, well, why isn't DVDA on that channel? If you could show nudity, holy fuck. Maybe I should be switching it over there. While researching how to do high-quality video streaming for business purposes. This was all discovered in 2 hours. As a father, it scares the hell out of me. Don't give your child access to webcams. Don't let them fucking cam in their bedroom. All right. Stickam has 10 million registered users, and most are under the age of 25. Tim Hortons, Rogers, Home Depot, and Bank of Montreal are among several corporations, because that's who does, you know, a lot of banking. You know, the under 18 crowd. Whose ads are displayed prominently on the site. This is corporate mainstream, said Reichert. They spend money advertising on the site. It's interactive, and the things that happen are unbelievable. Like what? Do tell. Not surprisingly, the most watched live videos are often teen girls in their bedroom chatting and posing on webcam, while hundreds, sometimes thousands of young men watch them online. Many of the male viewers chat with the girls and try to convince them, sometimes aggressively, to take off their clothes and perform sex acts. If my daughters were on it, I'd be extremely concerned, said Reichert. Within 2 hours of being on the site, you will see things that shock you. You know, the things that shock 50-year-old men typically don't shock, you know, people our age. The StickAm site stipulates users must be 14 years old to join or show their tits, but there is no mechanism to verify their ages. A sample of some of the text comments from male viewers watching girls included, "I want to see your ass," "Hey, give me porn." I love that. There's some girl on cam. "Hey, give me porn, woman." "Tell to your green panties." What? "Tell to your green panties friend to show her ass. Cunt slap. Dick hard as a brick. Rape her, rape her, rape her. I'll make her come in 10 minutes. Fully erect here. Flash your boobs. I say, let's get them more drunk, more easy to fuck. I forced my 12-year-old sister and my 16-year-old sister to watch me." Okay. One of the posters quipped, "If it wasn't for us pervs, StickAm would go out of business." I need to get on that website. Apparently the company has acknowledged there's an issue. Oh, they don't want this type of behavior, but there's just not enough employees to patrol all of the streams there. So there you go. That's what's happening on StickAm. All right, second story we have for you today. Those poor Japanese. Japan will have no children under the age of 15 in 999 years if current trends continue. Really? You really think current trends are going to continue for 1,000 years? What is the likelihood of that? What type of journalism is this? Japan is not going to have anyone under the age of 15. Absolutely no one is going to have sex at least once. A population clock developed by the researchers show the child population count at any given moment based on declining percentages released recently by Japan's Ministry of Internal Affairs. According to a news release, Japan's under 15 population fell to 16.6 million in 2012 from 16.9 million in 2011. Everybody panic! Assuming that the number of children will continue to drop, researchers set Japan's child population clock to drop one every 100 seconds. Quote, "If the rate of decline continues, we will be able to celebrate the Children's Day public holiday on May 5th, 2011. As there will be one child." What? I don't understand that comment. "If the rate of decline continues, we will be able to celebrate the Children's Day public holiday on May 5th, 3011, as there will be one child. But Children's Day 3012 will never come because there will be no children. The clock setting will be..." This is the stupidest story I've ever read, I think. "The clock setting will be reviewed every year by adding the latest population data. The overall trend is toward extinction." I told you guys this. It's because they have weird relationship with sex. They're into weird stuff, but then they're super repressed. I don't understand it. "The overall trend is toward extinction, which started in 1975 when Japan's fertility rate fell below 2 per woman." What? 2 per woman? What does that mean? 1 baby per 2 women? No, wait. "The overall trend is toward extinction when Japan's fertility rate fell below 2 per woman." I don't know. Who the fuck cares?
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
How about a little less singing about diarrhea and a little more pleasing your man? Open those legs. Accept their little tiny penis and then squirt out a cunt turd a few months later. All right, final story we have for you today. This is a short one. A woman bites her boyfriend's leg after he tries to break up with her. She didn't take it well. This story just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
A 41-year-old woman was arrested after a domestic dispute late last month. The woman had been living with her boyfriend 1 year at an apartment on Sims Street for about 6 months. She was highly intoxicated on the evening of April 27th and began to argue with her boyfriend about their relationship. "You're not taking this seriously." Her boyfriend said he wanted to break things off and tried to leave, but the woman grabbed his leg and bit him so hard that she caused him to bleed. Then he cried like a little bitch and asked for forgiveness. No, the boyfriend went to the other side of the room to try to get away, and the woman grabbed a paintball gun. She pointed the gun at her boyfriend and said, "You're not going anywhere." Again, he cried like a little bitch. He grabbed the barrel of the gun to try to wrestle it away. but they both lost their balance and fell out the front door of the apartment. The boyfriend told deputies he fled in fear because he thought the paintball gun was a small shotgun and that his girlfriend was about to shoot him. I think they were both highly intoxicated. The woman was charged with assault and battery causing bodily harm. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida and your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Okay. Guys, I'm sorry if you hear some noise in the background, but I had to turn my fan on. I'm melting over here. And I've got a DVDA to do today. They make fun of me on screen when I look a little too red and I'm sweating and shit. And then they try to get me to do stuff that will make me have a heart attack, like sing Our God is an Awesome God and shit like that. Fucking assholes at DVDA. I've been having tons of technical problems. Friday's DVDA didn't happen, and Wednesday's was an abortion because of all sorts of technical problems, but I think I got them squared away. I'm very excited to get back doing DVDA today. Be around 3 p.m. Eastern time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, yes, caller, you're on with Tim Henson, Media Darling, and Post-Op Tranny. By the way, that's another thing that happens a lot is people think that I'm crazy. They think that I'm hearing things because a lot of times I'll hear something like, you know, the fan, for instance, whizzing around and I'll comment on it. So you guys aren't wondering what it is, you know, what's going on, or I'll hear a dog barking or something and I'll comment on it. But for some reason, the microphone isn't picking it up or isn't encoding it or something. But I can hear it in my headphones, though. All right. Which means the microphone is picking it up. All right. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Tricky from Western Australia.
Tricky.
You're on hands-free. I'm moving house and fuck me, it's a pain in the ass and it's pissing down with rain and I'm driving in my car going out on the coffee run and I just wanted to say that I hope I'm not going to be...
What? Oh, you hope you don't hydroplane?
Hydroplaning.
That happened like 5 or 6 years ago on the show and people are still bringing it up.
Hello, Mr. Henson.
Hydroplaning is a real thing, and it's dangerous.
This is Edgar Musbaum calling you on behalf of, what the hell's his name? Shit.
You better get to a point. Right now. You better find a point and get to it quickly.
Well, I was wanting to ask you a question, though.
All right.
I've completely been wondering.
This is like the worst fake voice ever. Yes, I've got a call. I've got a question for Tim Henson.
What does the man eat that makes his rectum so sweet?
Because good the question. Man's got... Something. It's got to be something that your system can't process properly. You know what I mean? Because then it just turns into stinky shit. So it's got to be something sweet that is not able to be processed, so it comes out equally as sweet.
A sweet rectum.
So look into that. Wikipedia that, please.
Know why. Apparently it has something to do with his diet.
Maybe they use sphincterine.
You see, you eat...
The astringent that makes your butthole taste good.
Certain things,
minty.
Like asparagus or boudin.
Right.
And it makes your urine stink
yeah.
real bad. I'm wondering if it does the same thing to your feces, or...
I don't know. Someone smart, call into the show.
Hey there, Timmy Boo.
Whoa, a lot of bass there.
My unicorn here.
Hello.
Long, long, long time listener.
Good boy.
And,
good man.
Good
unicorn.
Yeah, I like the DVDA podcast, the video, but... A lot of us have jobs and live on the West Coast. Is there any...
That's really why you should sign up for the sideshow. Look, I am going to do a couple primetime DVDAs. Give it a whirl. It's going to be in a few weeks. I don't have the dates nailed down quite yet. But I think it's going to be... Maybe we'll do a Friday one and a Monday one, maybe. Maybe the Friday one will be like... I don't know. I haven't nailed it down yet. But I am going to do a couple... DVDA nights, right? It's going to be much more sexy. I'm going to dress down. I'm going to be in a nightie or something. But yes, a lot of people have said that they love DVDA. They love it getting it on the sideshow, but they want to watch it live. So we'll do a couple of those at night. Sounds like me snoring.
Yeah, he snores.
Yeah. I've noticed because I used to be really thin, right, for a while. Remember when I lost a bunch of weight? I've gained a few pounds since then, and I've noticed that I'm snoring a lot more now. Really gotta lose weight again. It's easy for me once I start going, you know.
Too, it's such a number bunny.
Stop eating. Go to the gym.
I was just watching one of the recent DVDs.
It's very hard, though. Now, especially, now I'm going to blame it on Distorted View. How about that? I'm going to blame my fatness on you guys. Because now I'm doing even more shit. Like, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays are out. Like, it's just too busy for me to do anything. Tuesdays, I'm doing an extended show, which takes longer. And then Thursday, I kind of have to myself a little bit. Like, I just have one... like a 20 or 30 minute show to do for Sideshow Freaks, and that's pretty much it. That's my easy day, and I don't want to do anything then because I end up working on the website or something.
It's such a number bunny. I was just watching one of the recent DVDs, one where he talked about replayed the video of the kids checking off True Facebook thing.
Yes.
That is the fucking Super Saiyan kid.
Yes, I noticed that afterwards.
The kid that was all like, I'm gonna become Super Saiyan, and then he's like screaming in the camera.
I think I brought it up on the following DVDA, so this voicemail was sent in a while ago, a couple weeks ago or something, or actually not even a couple weeks ago. It was on the 4th or something, so 10 days ago. I'm not that behind on these voicemails, but I really do need to... I really should be playing voicemails from, like, the last day or so, but whatever. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, yeah.
P-E-N-I-S.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great show. We'll see you back tomorrow to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes. But not everybody listens. You've been known to all who always shut their mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes. But not everybody listens. You've been known to all who always shut their mouth. Fucking Cheerios, man. You should fuck them.